mentioned yesterday too, Jimmy, that renewal really impressed me, but more importantly, that the ride on Sean van Overmeer twice now, he's produced the goods on a horse from an awkward barrier. He did it again yesterday and earned praise from Michael Hawks on track. And Sean's been good enough to join us. He's riding it now or later today, so we appreciate his time. Sean, congratulations again with the win of Renewal yesterday. He's a progressive horse.
Morning, gents. Yeah, he is. He definitely is. He showed his class yesterday. He really left the barriers nicely and put himself on the speed, and as Michael said, the rest is history.
And that's something new for Renewal too, and I guess credit has to go to Team Hawks about, because from what I understand previously, its work out of the gates wasn't so good, and you as the jock have to be aware of that, Jean.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I rode him for the first time a couple of weeks ago, Tommy Berry actually said to me, just watch him in the gates. If he does anything, just completely leave him alone, just let him be. And I've obviously taken on his advice, and like, for example, yesterday we got into the gates, he was just bobbing his head and walking back and forth and forth a little bit, and just completely left him alone and just trusted Renewal himself that he was going to jump. And he definitely, as you've seen, he definitely did.
Mm. Really interesting conversation after the race, Sean, between you and Michael, and obviously pre-race Michael had told you or instructed you just to wait as long as you can before pressing the button, and the horse will appreciate it and be even more generous when he lets down. And that's exactly what happened yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. The lightweight definitely helped him to produce that nice turn of foot. But just holding him together, up, coming up the rise, up to about the 300, Renewal himself, he gave me indication when he was ready to actually let down and put them away. I felt if I put him under pressure any earlier, then that he might just not finish off as quick. But holding him together for as long as possible, it definitely produced a very nice turn of foot.
Jean, did you realise that your conversation that you had with Michael Hawks was reproduced word for word in a leading Sydney newspaper today? Those pesky journalists, you have to be so careful about what it is that you say around them, don't you?
Yeah, no, I didn't realise that actually. that's definitely news to me. I'll be having a look later on.
He's giving me up big time.
Mate, I'm telling you, you've got to be careful with this bloke. Anything you say, you're always on the record. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, no, I just found it illuminating. I really did, because it was really
great.
Interesting.
It was great.
Jern, the mile and the Epsom, I know it's a long way off, and Michael Hawks said yesterday, most likely turning the horse out for a spell now at the top of his game, but is he good enough to make that progression into a lightweight Epsom Hope in the spring?
Well, look, he's got to get the distance for sure, especially how we finished off yesterday. With a lightweight on his back, I don't see any reason why he can't head in that direction. Mm-hmm. He beat a pretty smart field yesterday, horses that's all been competitive in stakes races. So I definitely wouldn't rule that option out. He's a class horse, and he's only going to come back a lot better from his break now. So I think he's definitely a horse that's still got a lot of improvement in him, and he's on top of his game now. So it's definitely a path worth following.
Jean, four rides today down at Narrack. Have you got one for the listeners? Which is your best hope?
Well, I think Bricks in race one for David Pfeiffer.
Yep.
He's a smart horse. He's got a nice record. I also think Snips in the last race, he's been trialling very well also for David Pfeiffer. So I think they'll both be very competitive.
There we go. Nice all up for the listeners. Good on you, Jean. Congratulations. Well done yesterday on that ride on Renewal. Appreciate your time this morning.
No, thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thanks, Sean.
He's a lovely fellow, isn't he?
He is a very nice fellow.
Yeah, you quoted him word for word in the newspaper, didn't you?
Good to see his career back on track after that injury. He's really starting to get some momentum going.
He was leading a horse.
Yeah. Poor fella, broke his hand. But he's riding well and he's produced 10 out of 10 efforts on Renewal now.
Gee, there's some really good ones coming through here now. Oh, by the way, Eagle-Eyed Phil, who misses nothing.
Correct.
Said, no Andrew Rampson race replay. What? A race for automatic entry into the Melbourne Cup and the Candyman wins his seventh in a row? Regards, Eagle-Eyed Phil. Phil, a cap at six race replays, all right?
Let's I was just trying very hard, Phil.
Exactly. A cap at six.
I tell you what, I think the VRC dodged a bullet yesterday. What Steel Prince and Surprise Baby? You see the finish, the Andrew
Ramsden?
No, Ramsden?
I didn't. No.
There was a centimetre in it. Winner gets automatic entry Melbourne Cup. What happens if it's a dead heat?
Oh.
They both would have got in.
Very good, Raymond. Very good, yeah. Well spotted.